time in 11 years with a magnificent performance against Meath. They totally destroyed the Royal County. The Donegal supporters are on their feet. And Brendan Kilcoyne, we are heading back to an All-Ireland final.
Indeed we are, Oisín, and thoroughly, deservedly so. We played 10 games in the Championship. Yes, we had that one bad day in McCoon Park, Tyrone beat us by a point, but every other day, the dominance that Donegal have shown, the composure that they showed today at crucial times, and the control, once they got that lead, the control they exerted on the field, every other position in the field, Oisín, to run out 20 point winners is phenomenal. So it is, it's a credit to the management, to the team, to every player out there, and the subs that came in, and of course the extended squad. It was absolutely talked about it there a couple of minutes ago, Oisín. The team has never won an All-Ireland semi-final by 20 points in my memory. I can't even think of anything close to that, so it hasn't. So an awful lot to be positive with in an All-Ireland final. Yes, we've an Ulster Championship. Can they bring Sam Maguire back to the hills after 2012 and 92, Oisín? Yeah.
How big a statement was this by Jim McGuinness's side today, Brendan?
Huge, huge statement, sort of. Huge statement win. A lot of people were saying, you know, obviously Donegal came in as favourites. They were giving me the chance based on that they'd beaten Kerry, they'd beaten Dublin, they'd beaten Galway in the quarter-final, so they were deservedly getting a chance from some quarters. But I was looking at odds this morning for the All-Ireland final. Kerry were 4-7 on.
That's
to win the All-Ireland final.
That's going to change.
There's certainly going to be a revision of that by some of the top bookmakers in the country after that performance from Donegal. It'll certainly at least make it an even money ticket, so it will. But listen, forget about odds, forget about everything. The joy of being in an All-Ireland final, the pride that Donegal people can take, the search for tickets that will commence from as soon as that final whistle is gone for everyone. The pure exaltation of all the people of Donegal. They'll be coming back from America, they'll be coming back from Australia, they'll be coming back from all over Europe. There's a friend of mine, Aisling Higgins, listening in. She's over in Vietnam today, so there is Aisling. She'll want to come home. She's not due to come home for a long time. So to have all that to look forward to for the next 2 weeks, because of this band of men coming off the field, Aisling, is a privilege and an honour.
And there's a number of men down there that were involved in 2014. Patrick McBurtie, Michael Murphy and Ryan McHugh. They missed out on that occasion against Kerry, and now them with this new breed of Donegal footballers have an opportunity to lift something and make history once again.
They have indeed, and it's like an obsession with these players, so it is. They have given everything to Donegal for football. Michael Murphy, as you said. Patrick McBurtie came into the game today, you know, could have taken on an awful lot more shots, but he was playing the team game. You can see that they're all focusing on the team game. They're not trying to make heroes of themselves. They're trying to play each play, make sure they get the maximum result out of it, and to come back. Ryan McHugh, I thought, had an exceptional game today, really stood to the fore. They're the three guys that were involved in 2014, still carrying the hurt of 2014. Now they can avenge that. They've 2 weeks to prepare themselves, get right for the task that awaits of Kerry. Finbar Rorty getting man of the match. What a young man, what a guy to be able to introduce into the team. Of course, Michael Murphy coming back into the team this year was massive, but this guy has been absolutely phenomenal, Oisín.
Brendan made the point about Finbar Rorty a few moments ago. He's a contender for Young Player of the Year. Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life.
He's a shoo-in.
He is Young Player of the Year for me. Ever since I saw him at Maynard level, had my A on him, and Jim obviously saw something in him, but a phenomenal performance. And Oisín Gallen's goal ended everything, I thought.
Yep.
And Kieran Moore, read an article Ryan Berry had during the week about how he was sort of plucked from a club group stages game by Jim McGuinness, but as a person who put out fires, but he was going as much the other way, and obviously Conor O'Donnell finished with a goal as well. So it was all of that third quarter, and they definitely had their work done by half time. I think they were five up, I think, and then obviously the goals just put the tin hat on it. And whenever you're replacing Michael Murphy, it was more or less the same post that this is done, and this is about Kerry, and this is about 2 weeks time.
Yeah, what do you make of Donegal's performance today? Because we don't think anybody's ever won an All-Ireland semi-final by 20 points before, Michael. So how big a statement, in your view, the way Donegal played that game today was made by Jim McGuinness and co?
It probably is a statement because, as we said before the game, around the hotel this morning, everybody was talking about Kerry yesterday and how commanding they were. And I suppose, whether it was intentional or not, Oisín, I'm not sure if Jim and Donegal wanted to make a statement today as on the back of yesterday, but I think they probably just wanted to be that wee bit more ruthless, and that's what they were, and it probably was typified just, you know, from start to finish in that second half. Like, I think Owen Frean might have got the first point of the second half, and then it was all Donegal. Like, Michael Langan took his tally to 4 points, and probably Dara Gwale come on and kicked the point, but he had a chance to go for his own score and he didn't. He set up Patrick Beardy. So that's that team play thing they have. But what about Oisin Gallon? I think it was Oisin Gallon's pass for Conor Donald's goal. It was amazing. Like, that vision. We can see it from up here, but down at pitch level, for Oisin Gallon to be able to pick out that pass. And they've definitely put down a marker here today, and they've created goal chances the same way Kerry did yesterday. So it sets it up for a final that probably everybody looked at from a fair wee while out. I felt that Armagh and Donegal would have been the shake-up for the All-Ireland. As it stands, Armagh are gone. The team who beat them are now standing 2-2 with Donegal in a couple of weeks' time. And I suppose it was convincing today, Oisin. It was convincing yesterday. And I suppose it sets it up for a massive 1 and 2 weeks' time.
It certainly does. Listen, we'll be talking a lot more now over the next 2 weeks ahead of this All-Ireland final to come. Michael, we'll have a bit of reaction to get as well from downstairs. So many thanks for your contribution today. Thanks for joining us. Back to Brendan Kilcoyne. This next 2 weeks is going to be just absolutely fantastic. There's nothing beats building up to an All-Ireland final, Brendan.
Absolutely not, Oisin. And we've been blessed, you know, in our times that, you know, in 92, we remember that. We remember 2012, 2014. To have the joy and the pleasure to look forward to an All-Ireland final in 2 weeks' time against the aristocrats of Gaelic football down in the kingdom, down in Kerry, is absolutely fantastic for all Donegal people. We can really hone in on it now. I'm sure Jim McGuinness is in that dressing room talking to the players, saying, we have a job to do. Today is forget about today, move on, enjoy it for this evening for a few hours, because you have to enjoy your victories. But by tomorrow morning, they are on full focus on Kerry, so they are. And they will have no fear going in against Kerry. They will respect them, but they won't fear the machine.
Yeah. How big a factor, Brendan, was what happened last year in the semi-final to this point today?
Yeah, I think it obviously, you know, Donegal were looking to get back to this level again, so they were hurt after the semi-final last year. They feel they didn't do themselves justice on the day. Michael outlined a couple of reasons, you know, a couple of wee things that went wrong. They made sure that wee things weren't going to matter today, that it was the big things on the field that mattered. And, you know, every department on that field did their job today to the T, and they just played some phenomenal football. And now, listen, Meath have, you know, had a phenomenal year. They've come to an All-Ireland semi-final. Not many Meath people would have expected that at the start of the year, but they were just blown apart, and you could see the difference, you know, the difference in quality, the standard that Donegal were expected and the standard that Meath had come in at was just, you know, like chalk and cheese, Oisin. So for Donegal to go out and perform like that in an All-Ireland semi-final, when the pressure is on, in the heated cauldron that is Croke Park, on a tricky, what could have been a tricky enough segment, it deserves full kudos, so it does, and they can take great pleasure from this. But the focus now has to be gone, getting the job done. This Kerry team that they're meeting, yes, they have some fantastic attributes throughout their team, but they are a team that can be beaten.
Listen, tune into Highland Radio over the next number of weeks, because we are going to be building up to an All-Ireland final. It all starts tomorrow evening, actually. Brendan Devaney's DEL debate is on tomorrow night, where he will, of course, be reviewing the sensational performance by Donegal to book their place in the All-Ireland final. But tune in tomorrow morning on the 9 till noon show at 9:30. We will be launching our official run-up to the All-Ireland final. The Road to Croker will be launched tomorrow on Highland Radio at 9:30. So tune in and you'll get all the details there. Something that I was thinking about today, Brendan, as we get into the final minutes here of our broadcast, was where we were 2 years ago and how far we have come so quickly under Jim McGuinness, and where we find ourselves here now today.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable transition. So it has, you know. The whole county was in turmoil a couple of years ago, not that long ago, with basically the same group of players, and you see how things have changed. And that just shows you, in sport, with the right application, with the right mindset, and with the right man in charge, things can happen. And obviously Jim has proved that. He's pulled the whole thing together. The whole county is united behind this. It's going to give people a great lift, you know, just for mental health reasons, for whatever reason you want, for people to be able to enjoy these moments. because you have to remember, Oisin, there are so many counties that will never get the chance to grace the hollow turf at Croke Park. For Donegal to be up two Sundays in the last couple of weeks and to look forward to an All-Ireland final here in 2 weeks' time is just brilliant. So it is, and it can only be good for the people of Donegal. Enjoy the party.
We're not done yet, are we?
We're not done yet. We're far from done. No, we can really look forward to this All-Ireland final.
Yeah. And a final that no doubt Donegal can win, Brendan. Because now you're in with a huge chance. It's been a while since we've seen the Sam Maguire back in Donegal. 2012, we almost got there in 2014. And we owe Kerry one as well for that, so we do.
Yeah, great opportunity. Retribution for 20,004 for 2014. We were here that day, Oisin, up here in the same place probably, and a disappointing. Things just didn't go for them on the day. The early Paul Gainey goal really hurt them. And then, of course, the big buck.
Yeah, Paul Durgan.
The kick out that went wrong. Donaghy, and put it in the back of the net. And, you know, we still had opportunities. You remember Colin McFadden hitting the button in the post the last couple of minutes. But, listen, that's history now. That's 10 years ago. Let's rewrite the history books here, and let's make sure that Donegal put three notches down for three All-Ireland, three Sam Maguires. But there's work to be done. They have a brilliant opportunity. They have a brilliant chance going into it. Of that, there can be no doubt. There's be no fear. Be confident. Enjoy the trip and bring it on, Oisin.
Yeah, bring it on. Yeah. We've an All-Ireland final to look forward to. What a day for Donegal here today. They dismantled Meath to win an All-Ireland semi-final by an enormous 20 points today. We're going to try and get some reaction from this victorious Donegal camp. We'll have it shortly, of course, for you online on highlandradio.com. And there'll be lots to talk about come tomorrow morning as well. So from myself, Brendan Kilcoyne, Brendan Devaney, and Michael McMullen, we just have to say a very, very, very good evening from Croke Park.